So this is the Newbie Bloggers, and it's how to write and monetize your blog. And so we start, and we do this, and we've got Lee coming in. Let me let Lee in the room. We do this every 6 months. So we start in January with choosing a blog name. And then we get online, we get the right platform in February, we customize in March, we write and publish in April, we promote in May, and then we talk about monetizing in June. And then in July, we start all over again. So Lee, you've just tapped in. Thank you so much. I am the gal with the picture because my camera stopped working. So that's why I'm talking and you just see my picture up there. This month we're talking about monetizing, and I want to go through some options on how to monetize your blogs. But then in July, we're going to start from the top again. So if there are some folks on the call that have not launched your blog post at all yet, definitely tune in July, because we're going to start right from the top talking about choosing your blog name. Now, how many of you already have a blog out there? I know Sally does. Bonnie, have you actually published your blog yet, or?
No, but I did the graphics for it through Photoshop, and but that took me a while since I have to learn how to do it. I have my name. I know I have all the basics written down, but I haven't followed through because I actually have started writing. I'm not a writer, but I've started to write, and of course it takes me forever. So but I don't want to take up everyone's time. I have a few questions, but I'll just wait until there's an opening.
All right, well, keep your questions in mind. Okay. Lee says I do has a blog already published. Lee, do you want to tap on your microphone and tell us about that? What is your blog about? And Lee may not be at a place. A lot of times on a Friday morning, folks are multitasking, and I get that. So anyway, Lee, put in the chat or let us know, what is your blog about? And Linda, have you actually published your blog yet?
No, not yet.
Okay, but you're working on WordPress. Is your choice of platform? No? What was your choice of platform?
I may go with something like HostGator. Haven't even started that process of exploration. I just want it to be easy. I don't want a big
commitment
for tech.
I get it. Now, Bonnie's got a little bit of computer background. I personally do not. So I decided that and when I got to the, you know, how to get online and how to choose the right platform, what I did is I just Googled, you know, what are the top blogging platforms? And I just kind of researched through the top five, and I chose HostGator. Now, that doesn't mean that that's the best one out there. That's the one that I chose. And because it's kind of a plug and play, and that's what I wanted. I was like you, Linda, I wanted it to be easy. I didn't want to sit down and have to learn how to learn the whole WordPress system and what plugin I should buy or what plugin I should choose. And with some of these ready-made platforms like Weebly and Wix and HostGator, a lot of those, the platform has already been designed and you just plug in your article, your picture, and hit the publish button and you're ready to go. So that's why I chose HostGator. And we get into that in that section when we talk about how to get online and what platform to choose. We go through a lot of those. Lee says, sorry, busy this morning. Mine is about health and wellness and kind of whatever I feel like writing about. Okay. Health and wellness. That's a good topic. So Lee, tell us real quick. I know you're a little busy this morning. What platform are you on? And are you already published? So we'll see what Lee's answer is there. Yes, on Bluehost. Okay. And WordPress, wordpress.org. And Bluehost. Now, Bluehost is where Lee is getting the domain, and then WordPress.org is where Lee is actually creating the blog. With HostGator, when I tapped into HostGator let me do the name and the actual blog platform all in one, and I just pay one price, and it's really low. Mine's like, I don't know, $3 and something a month. It's very inexpensive, which is, I wanted it to be very inexpensive as well. So, because again, I've got other things going. And so I wanted everything to kind of just be easy. So I get that. Ada, can you share, maybe, I know you can, you talked a minute ago, can you flip off your microphone there for a moment, or flip on your microphone?
Yeah, I haven't started a blog, or I'm not on any site, so I'll be there in July.
Okay, perfect. And Kyle, how about you? Have you actually posted a blog yet?
Not yet. I did start doing a video diary a couple of days ago, because for the month of June, I'm actually going to try to do an entirely vegan diet, and I'm going to document that.
Ah, very good. Very good. That's going to start giving you some content then. Very nice. Very nice. And Brian, you've just joined in. Welcome. I've been with you before, so... Brian, are you already published? Yeah, I think you said you were last time you were on with us. I think you said
you already had your blog
published.
Yes, I did.
And what platform are you using?
Right now, Tumblr.
Okay. All right. And then Sally, tell us about your blog. And I know you're using HostGator.
Yes, I'm using HostGator. My blog is embracetheunexpected.net. Unfortunately, I haven't posted for a while, but I've got, with my recent trips, I have a lot of content and things to share right now.
Yes, yes. I can't wait to read some of your blog posts. They're going to be so amazing with your recent trips. So Sally is a travel agent, and so Embrace the Unexpected goes right along with what she is doing and with her trips and all of her pictures. She's going to have a lot of content. And so that's the key. Now, when we come up with our blog name to begin with, we decide, my only advice there is not to get too narrow. Sometimes, they always tell you, pick your niche and get, niche down really, really deep. And that way you'll get more followers. And I agree with that. But what happens when we're first starting with a blog, we sometimes don't know where we want to go with it just yet. Now, if you know, and you've got a really strong, topic, and you know that's what you're going to blog about, then by all means, you can choose that as your blog name and as your title, as your domain name even. But if you're not sure yet, then you want to make it a little broader. Or if you've already thought about the different things you want to talk about, then I suggest that you jot all those things down on a piece of paper and see if you can't determine a common thread that runs through all of those topics. And I'll give you an example. For me, I wanted to write about long-term rentals in real estate. I wanted to write about short-term rentals. I wanted to write about midterm rentals. So you're thinking, okay, it's a real estate blog. Oh, no, because then I wanted to write about blogging, and I wanted to write about how to write a book and how to write from anywhere in the world and how to monetize your writing. And then I got into a whole group that wanted to talk about how to do a 5-session mastermind or a 5-day challenge or a 5-day masterclass, and how do they put that together and monetize that. And then I have a group that wants to know how to monetize a nonprofit. And then I had a group that said, well, but, before we do all that, we just need to get healthier. And so we want you to talk about ways to get healthier. So I thought, oh, okay, let me just jot all these down. Now, this is an example. So I jotted all those down. And I thought, what is the common thread through all of those topics? And as I kept looking at all of those topics, that's when I thought, well, you know what we're talking about here? We're talking about freestyle living. We're talking about how to live your best life and how to, wake up every morning and decide what you want to do with your day. And so I decided that my overarching umbrella, if you will, of topics is freestyle living. So I named my blog post Freestyle Living. And so then when I go back to how I'm going to monetize that blog, then I can start putting together all kinds of courses and masterminds and meetup groups, and whether in person or online. And so now, see, I'm building out all of my products and services under that umbrella of freestyle living. So you see how that all comes together. So my only thing is don't think too small when you first get started. and come up with, you know, I'm going to write about cooking. And then all of a sudden you love to travel. And then you're thinking, how do I weave travel into my cooking blog, you know? And so come up with a broader title is all I'm saying. So then when you get online and choose the right platform, again, I just went to Google and Googled what are the top five blogging platforms. And I chose HostGator. And again, HostGator doesn't mean that's the best one. There's all kinds of blogging platforms out there. It's whatever you're comfortable with. And I am going to kind of reset the room. I see Linda just joined us and Lee came in a little bit late. And so welcome, Lee. I see you there. And the reason you can't see me is my camera quit working, but my audio is still working. So that's why we're going forward. So I apologize that you just see my picture up there. So anyway, after that, we want to talk about customizing. And when you customize your blog, that's where, you know, you're talking about, you know, how you want to kind of brand it, if you will. And so mine, again, is branded with the freestyle living. So I use hashtags to brand mine. I use a lot of pictures that show freestyle living to brand mine. So customizing is all about branding it. And then writing. And Bonnie mentioned, she says, I'm not a writer, but she's writing. And so we talk about all the different ways to get inspiration to write. But one of my little shortcuts, if you will, is I love, and write this down if everybody's on here is struggles with writing. Write this down, PLR, PLR. And I believe, and I'll have to look it up. I think it's PLR.me, I'm not sure. But anyway, PLR, it is public licensed material that is free for you to use. Now, we're gonna talk about, you know, we're gonna jump a section over to today, which is monetizing. And one of the ways that you can monetize is with affiliate links. And I jump over to say this, on my website, I have an affiliate link for HostGator. I have an affiliate link for PLR. And every time you join any of those through my website, I give you something for free. So with PLR, I give you 10 free credits. And a lot of the articles that you can download are a credit. And so I'll give you 10 free credits if you do that through my website, and that gives you 10 articles. Now, the way PLR works is once you go into PLR and create your account and you get your free credits, you can then buy more credits if you'd like, but you too can be an affiliate with PLR. And if you refer any of your readers to PLR, then they get 10 free credits. And guess what? You get 10 more free credits. And so that's how PLR pays the affiliates, is they pay you with those credits. That's right up my alley because I use PLR often when I'm writing my blog post. I don't know about you, but I always have good intentions that I'm going to get all this stuff done, and I get a little overzealous on what I'm going to accomplish in a day. And next thing you know, I'm like, I didn't get my blog post published today. And consistency is the key on blogging. And so I'll jump into PLR. I'll put in my topic. Linda, we can hear you there. Can you click your... Yep, there. We muted Linda. So anyway, you can jump into PLR, pick your topic. And once you download the article that you've chosen with your one credit or you know, whichever article you choose, then you can actually tweak it to make it yours. You can go in and change anything you want in that article to make it more all about what you're writing about. And so I'll give you an example there. I wanted to write about passive income. Well, there weren't any articles that said passive income. So I looked up articles in PLR that said money. And of course, a ton of articles came up about money. And so once those articles came up, I could go in and change the word money over to the word passive income again. And so that made it about my article, which I wanted to write about passive income that day. And so then we talk about promoting. Once we learn to figure out how we're going to get the writing done, then we want to promote it. So one of the things that I recommend is go over to Google Trends. And those of you that have been with me a while have heard this. I put my passive income over in Google Trends and it trended okay. So then I started playing around with other words and I put in the phrase working from home and it trended thousands of hits higher than passive income. So what that told me is every time I write about passive income, I need to weave in the phrase working from home, because it's going to get a lot more views once I put in phrases that are actually trending. And that is just a little app called Google Trends. And so anyway, those are just some little tips. And we get down in a little bit in depth in the mastermind. We do have a mastermind of folks. Sally is my co-mod, Sally Sutter, in my mastermind. And Sally, I see it still says Sally Sutter. Are you still, Sally just got married not too long ago. Are you still using Sally Sutter?
Yeah.
You may have had, okay. I didn't know.
Yes.
And then I saw that you flipped your camera off. So I thought maybe you got a phone call or something there, but anyway. So Sally Sutter, she did just get married. Congratulations, Sally. And just did this wonderful trip. We can't wait to read her blogs all about and see her pictures all about her wonderful trip. So anyway, once we get to the promoting stage, we do have to find out, you know, what's trending so that we write to our audience. And so what we're trying to do is enter the conversation in their heads instead of having them enter the conversation in ours. And that way your blog post will trend higher. And then of course we end everything with how to monetize. So today we want to talk about monetizing. And so one of the ways you can monetize is to sell physical products. You can actually go right onto Amazon, I bet most of us on here are Prime Amazon members. And you can go right to the bottom of your Amazon homepage, and in the footer, you will find a little link down there that says affiliate link, and you can actually sign up to have an affiliate link. And then you can, when you buy something from Amazon, you simply can talk about it in your blog post, but weave it into your story, weave it into your subject, weave it into your title. You know, so if I'm talking about passive income and freestyle living, I may have bought maybe a light ring to do videos. For example, Kyle just mentioned he's doing this whole video library. And so maybe I want to do videos. And so I buy a light ring and I might say, hey, folks, if you're doing videos, look at this amazing light ring that I just bought. I love it. I got it from Amazon. Here's how it works. Here's what it cost. It was just a great buy for me. And here, and then maybe a picture of my setup, you know, with the light ring for my topic. And I can go over then to do Google Trends, find out what's trending. If the word light ring isn't trending, maybe it's making your first video, maybe is the phrase that's trending. So I'll find something that's trending over in Google Trends. I'll make that the title of my article. I'll put my picture there. I'll put my affiliate link in the article. And then when somebody looks at that and goes, oh, how to make my first video. Yeah, I need to do that. Let me read this article. They read it. They see where I bought this great light ring. They go, you know what? I do need a light ring. They click on it. It takes them over to Amazon through my affiliate link. And here is the magic. If any of you have ever shopped on Amazon, you know that as soon as you put something in your cart, it pops up and says, you might also want these items. And it pops up like 10 more things across the bottom of your page. And then people will go, oh yeah, I do need a stand to put the light ring on. And oh, I do need, you know, a green screen to go behind me. Oh, I do need, you know, the material, the, you know, maybe I want a different backdrop. So I'll buy two or three different backdrops. And all of a sudden, you know, they've loaded their cart up, and guess what? If they came to Amazon on your affiliate link, everything they buy on that visit, you get paid for, not just the light ring that they clicked through on. So that is one way, is selling physical products. Now that's doing it with affiliate links. You can actually sell physical products. My granddaughter makes candles, and she just lines them up. I went to her house the other night and she was, you know, very busy at the stove. And I said, oh my goodness. I said, I didn't know you were cooking. And she goes, I'm not. And I said, what are you doing? And she goes, I'm melting wax for my candles. I said, oh, I thought you were cooking dinner. And she's like, no, I'm doing my candles. And she just does these candles. She has a table out in the garage She fills all her jars. Once she melts it, she puts all the different scents in. She's got all these stores where she buys all of her candles. Now she could blog all about candles. What a wonderful blog post that would be, and on how to make candles. And then she could even sell the parts and pieces of candle making if she wanted to do that. She could even do a little course about how to make candles if she wanted to do a little video. So there's all kinds of ways that she can monetize, but she could then just make the candles. She could come up with, all kinds of websites. Square has a great website to put products on. Shopify has a great website to put products on. She could just put her products out there on a website and basically just sell the candles. She wouldn't have to sell anything else, just sell the candles. And she could blog about that. Another way with Amazon is, instead of having it shipped directly from the Amazon warehouse, I have some friends who decided what would sell the best. And they basically went on Amazon and found a supplier. And this particular friend, he's doing a supplier of backpacks because he's an avid hiker, and he has a blog post all about hiking the Appalachian Trail. And so he bought a bunch of backpacks. He actually had them shipped to his house. His garage is full of backpacks. And now he basically blogs about this great backpack. And when somebody clicks through to buy it, they actually buy it off of his website, and he ships it from himself from his garage. So I don't know if you want to work that hard. I personally don't want to have a garage full of backpacks. I don't want to work that hard. So I don't mind having it shipped directly from Amazon, but I don't want to have a garage full of backpacks where I have to physically do the shipping. But you could do that, or making the candles and physically boxing and labeling and shipping all of the candles. But you could do that. You could monetize your blog that way. So physical products. The second way is you could sell private ads. In private ads, it's where you start to get a following in your blog post, and advertisers want to advertise in the margins of your blog post. Although it can be a little frustrating, so be careful how many you allow, because your readers could get frustrated. Have you ever tried to read an article online and it's so full of ads that you can't get through the darn article? Yeah, don't do that. Because folks oftentimes then will leave your blog post and say, they'll ban it. They'll say, I don't want her blog post to come up into my feed because it's too many ads. So don't go overboard, but you could allow different private sellers to actually advertise in your blog post. You could sell digital products. Digital products could be an online course. It could be, an ebook, all kinds of digital products where you do it once and create the product once with a link to it. And then you basically write about that product and always put the link in your blog post so that folks can simply click on it and it takes them right to a sales page where they buy your digital product. You could have sponsored blog posts. This is where a company comes to you and they want you to write about them. They want to sponsor you and they want you to write about their material, what they're doing, and they're going to pay you to do that. You could also monetize with through Google. There is a term called cost per click or pay per click, and you could sign up for Google Ads where you only pay if someone clicks on your blog post, and then you can set it up as well where you get paid if folks click on your blog post. So it's called pay for cost per click and pay per click. And so you can research that in Google. In the mastermind, we go a little deeper into that if folks want to do that. And Kyle's been thinking about doing an ad campaign like that for his business. And then there's online courses. Of course, you can write all kinds of online courses. There's all kinds of platforms out there. And if you haven't thought about doing a course, it's just like my granddaughter, where she could do a course on making candles. There's all kinds of platforms. And again, you can research those. You can, you just type in a search engine, what are the top online course platforms, and of course they're all going to be competing for your attention. But there's Teachable, there's Thinkific, there's Kajabi, There's just all kinds of online course platforms. Then there is companies out there like Udemy, where you can actually create a course and put it on someone else's platform and get paid a percentage for anybody that takes your course. And you can blog about that. You could become a freelance writer. I don't know if some of us maybe consider ourselves writers and some of us maybe don't, but you could do freelance work. There's tons of companies out there that would love to have a blog post and they don't want to take the time to write one. And you could actually freelance it. You could actually sign up to work for them as an independent contractor and write their newsletter, write their blog post, write their content, write their courses. You could freelance all kinds of writing. And I've got another whole course on that, on how to monetize your writing. And so anyway, how do you intend to make money with your blog? For me, I actually have free meetups. This is a free meetup. I have a free meetup for each lane that I'm in. Then I have an actual mastermind for each lane that I'm in. And I have a course for each lane that I'm in. And then I do one-on-one coaching as well. And I can include that in my blog post. And so once I created all of my products, then I said, how am I going to get my products? How am I going to get the message out? And so one of the ways that I get the message out is through my blog post, because I can blog about what I'm doing and then link it back to my own products, which is the free meetups, the courses, the masterminds, the one-on-one coaching. And we've just recently added tribe trips, because again, I'm all about freestyle living. And so our first tribe trip is in South Florida, June 25, where I'm speaking at Leadership Summit. And so some of my gals are actually out of some of my masterminds are actually going with me on our first tribe trip. So anyway, all of that is also on my website. And we don't talk about websites too much in the blogging group because we're all about creating our blog post. But I do have another whole free meetup and another whole mastermind talking about building a better business. And it's all about how to put together your website and your sales funnels so that folks kind of just take it step by step. And you just lead them right through all of your products and services on your sales page, which happens to be the homepage of your website. So it all kind of works together. So I want to open it up for questions at this point. And what are some of your thoughts on once you get launched, once you have your name and you're online and you know how you want to brand and you've decided what kind of articles you're going to write, how are you going to actually monetize that site? So I'm going to start with Sally only because she's my co-mod. So I'm going to start with Sally. And Sally, how do you monetize your actual blog?
Well, part of it, when I talk about trips, you know, there are people that can then take the trips. So that's a good way to monetize. But I've got three other ways. And one is 4Ocean. That's the number 4Ocean. And they take plastic out of the oceans and create bracelets. And now they're making jewelry out of this plastic. And I can become an affiliate with them. So if I mention that, people can just click on the link and order. Same with special needs group. If anybody needs accessible equipment, I can be an affiliate with them. And then I have to take the course, but I can become affiliate with a company called Wheel the World, which is also an accessible company, but they offer a lot more. They will even offer companions to go with somebody that needs help traveling. So those are actually 4 ways I can monetize my blog.
Very nice. Very nice. Nicely done, Sally. Yes. Yeah. So she's using affiliate links, and then she has some of her own products, which is her trips that she is actually putting together and getting paid to put together. So, and then she can advertise those on her blog post. So nicely done. Yes. I love that. Let's go to Linda. What is your thoughts on how you would monetize your blog?
We have 2 Lindas. Did you mean me?
Oh, yep. I meant you. I'm sorry. That is correct. I see that. We do have 2 Lindas.
Yeah, I have a few things. One is my course, which is launching this month.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm so excited. For those who don't know, it's called the Legacy of Love Project, and I help people create their perfect end of life plan so they can be a blessing to their loved ones instead of a burden. And this is all done over a period of 90 days so it can fit in around the edges of people's busy lives. So obviously I would send people there for more information and to enroll. I am an Amazon affiliate and I have several other affiliate links for, I have a new website and funnel builder that is so user-friendly and so ridiculously affordable. I'm building my membership site there. And there's an income opportunity there. So I'm very, very happy to be affiliated with that.
Now, do you have an affiliate link and can you share what that is for if folks are interested in something like that, they could get in touch with you?
Absolutely. I can drop it in the chat.
Okay.
And it's $25 a month, unlimited websites, unlimited funnels. I mean, you buy your domain names. But you can even get them through them. They do domain hosting like GoDaddy and other folks. You don't have to have a Calendly account anymore because that's built in. It's ridiculous. And with your emphasis on people being able to start up a business and get it launched for, you know, a really affordable amount of money, this is the best thing I've seen. And you don't have to become a professional programmer. Because when you're in ClickFunnels and some of the others, it's more technical. There's a lot of drag and drop here that makes me very, very happy. So those okay. kinds of affiliate opportunities, I'll drop that in the chat. And I also want to do YouTube videos and like everything points back to everything else in that way. And email marketing as well.
I love it. Linda, you are well on your way. For the rest of the folks that are listening, just know that we are recording this and I will also, when I upload the recording into the KathyBinner.com, if you just scroll down to the free bloggers group, you can click through there and get all of the back replays. Just KathyBinner.com, scroll down to the newbie bloggers, free meetup, all the replays will be there. And I will also put the information that folks put in the chat as far as links and how to, you know, get products or whatever. I will also include that in the replay text underneath the replay video so that you guys don't have to like take notes unless you want to, but you can go there and get all the information. So perfect. Perfect. Let's go to Kyle. Kyle, what are you thinking as far as blogging and the title and all of that? What is your overarching message going to be in your blog?
The overarching message is going to be education about real estate because I am a real estate agent. So educating people about, you know, the market conditions and, you know, what's going on locally here, like, you know, the Intel factory that's coming. And educating a lot of time, I work with mostly first time buyers. That's who I really like working with. So I like educating people and telling them about the down payment assistance program. So that's really going to be the overarching concept of the blog. But I never knew about the Amazon affiliates until a few months ago you mentioned it. And so I did register to become one. And then casually in that blog, you know, I might mention, I use this coffee pot or, I use this juicer. Or, I've read this book, you know, and if anybody follows those affiliate links, then all the better.
Perfect. 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 Now, just know that there are some little nuances with an affiliate link is that you do have to have so many sales in a certain time period or your affiliate link kind of goes dormant. And so just keep that in mind so that you don't have dead links out there in your blog post if you haven't met your sales quota there, your number of clicks. So I'll just mention that if you're going to jump in and get an affiliate link, I'll just mention that you do need to keep track. And okay, so... Very cool. Yeah. So just keep that in mind. So perfect. 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 Brian, tell us about your blog and what is your overarching message and how do you plan to monetize?
I don't know how to monetize yet. The theme, well, for my blog, this summer is like the return of summer events around town.
Okay. So is your blog, what is the name of your blog?
DJBCAdventures.tumblr.com.
Okay, so you've got the word adventures in there. So it's all about adventures. Okay.
Yeah, that's the name I chose when I started it 11 years ago.
Okay. Well, you could just start looking for some affiliate links on some of the places that you want to blog about. A lot of those places will have affiliate links. And so just do a little research and maybe start including some affiliates. So that's certainly an option for you. Let's jump over to Lee. Lee, how about you? Are you blogging already? What is the name of your blog and what is your overarching message there?
Yeah, I am blogging already. I have been for multiple years now, but I just get in ruts where I'm like not writing. And my blog is, it's bananaanxiety.com. And it started off as about like my journey with having health problems and trying to eat healthy and exercise and all that fun stuff. But then I went to like a different doctor and they said, I don't have these health problems. So then I was like, okay, well, what's my blog about now? So it's kind of more towards some like psychology and just general life stuff. I'm still trying to figure out like my overarching message. Yeah, so right now I'm kind of just, I decided to just kind of like ignore the blogging rules that I've learned and just kind of like write whatever I want to and then maybe refine it after that. Because when I was like following a lot of specific rules, it was so boring and I didn't like writing. So I'm kind of just in limbo right now, figuring out where I want to go with it.
And you know what? That's not a bad idea to just write whatever it is that comes to mind, because I think what will happen over time is that you'll see a common thread that you're weaving through there.
Yeah, that's
I think you'll get clarity. Yes.
Yeah, I'll like puke it out and then refine it as it goes.
I get it.
I already have, as for monetizing, I already have Google AdSense. But it's so slow. Like I'm excited if I make a penny on it, and I'm up to almost $50 for having it for years now.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just super duper slow.
Well, once you find your niche, I think the more you write, you'll start to see a thread that's kind of weaving through a lot of your blog posts. And once you realize what that is, then you can start creating around that. You can start creating all kinds of things. You can do like Kyle's doing and do, you know, videos. You could do, of course, the articles you could publish in different magazines and get paid to do that. You could actually put together a course.
I'd like to do some courses, and I started doing digital products too, but I only have like two finished, but it's a start.
Talking about digital products, I want to toss something out to everyone. If you're not sure what you want to sell, we're talking about writing, and there's a lot of folks that are like, okay, I need to start journaling to kind of get my thoughts on paper to see if there is a thread there. You know what you could do? You could go over to Canva, which is, again, one of my favorite little apps to do graphic designs. It's pretty easy. And you could actually make a journal, a digital journal, and sell the digital journal. You make it once, and once you have the link to it, all you do is advertise the link in your blog post, and you could sell a digital journal. I've seen recently a lot of those digital journals are selling for like $37. And, wonder if you sold 100 of them. Anyway, just a thought. Bonnie, let's go to you. What type of, you said you had some questions, and what are your thoughts on your blog and what your title is, what your domain is, and what is your overarching message, and how might you monetize it?
Oh, golly. Interesting. First of all, I wanted to make a comment. In investigating, in a lot of areas, I've decided to go with WordPress, and that was mentioned, but I'm not real sure if those who researched that option were aware that once you buy WordPress, you have the option of using just WordPress. However, most people don't use just WordPress. They get what's known as a theme to put on top of WordPress. So, and that has a lot of copy and paste.
Your plugins are already there.
Well, they have plugins that you can get, yes. Some plugins, yes, are already there, but you can add additional plugins, but it gives you an awful lot of flexibility. And I researched them in terms of those more suitable to blogs. And I've come up with two. One is Elementor and one is Divi. And I think I'm going to go with Divi, but I'm not deciding to spend the money on that until I've, you know, got things ready to go. So not that I won't continue to add to, but so what is my blog about? It is a lifestyle blog. And now if I'm boring anyone, please let me know. But when I was in my 20s, I discovered learning for the first time. I know that is, sounds a little wild, but when I was young, I was very immature in terms of, I loved math. That was the only subject I really loved. And today I am a math teacher and tutor. And I love it. That's one thing I want to share with people, because I taught and tutored at a junior college in Columbus, Ohio, and Columbus State. And there are a lot of adults who are considering going back to school. So that'll be one only topic. But back to, so my blog essentially is a motivating blog. Again, when I was in my 20s, I discovered learning, and I just absolutely love it. And I went back to school. I'm old enough that no one ever encouraged me to be a teacher of math. God forbid, women didn't do those kind of things. But so I want to share that journey. And I've known a lot of adults who have gone back to school. They've been in my classes, and I love working with them. But the book I read, one book that I read when I was in my 20s, was Man's Search for Meaning by Viktor Frankl. He was a Jewish psychiatrist who did spend time in concentration camps. But he fortunately was one who survived, and he's written a book, Man's Search for Meaning. And the essence of that is that purpose, those who had a purpose are the ones who survived the awful experience. And since then, I've just expounded on that. But what came out of the reading and other books that I've read is the question, and this is where it all centers around this question, and that is, assume yourself older. Looking back on your life, what do you want to look back on? So my blog is all about that. It's about establishing values and goals, even at a young age. And of course, they do change over the years, and that's the way it's supposed to be. And then, and I've lived that experience. Now, one thing I wanted to bring to your attention, Kathy and anybody else, is that I also want to qualify my blog, a disclosure. I don't know if that is the correct terminology, but I do not want to invite any controversial issues and a discussion on politics or religion, because my blog is such that it might invite those kinds of, you know, and I don't want to argue with anybody. It's just, you know, my opinion.
I get it.
My experience. Now, is that a good idea, Kathy?
I don't know how you would actually phrase that. But I, again, when you do a blog, you have the option to turn on or turn off comments.
I will turn on comments.
Okay.
Because so, that is what I want to do. I will have people asking questions. And
if it were me, then I think I would come up with a phrase or an answer that if somebody starts to go down that path, that you could respond with.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much. You mean I shouldn't publicize it?
I wouldn't make a note about it. If somebody starts to go down that path about, you know, religion or politics, you know, just have a little phrase that way it gives you time to think through early on how you want to answer that. And it could be something like, thank you so much for connecting. However, you know, something about that, and then that's where you can kind of put your disclaimer, you know, this blog isn't about politics or religion, but I thank you so much for connecting. And you can think on that, on how you want to answer that.
I don't have to think on that. I mean, I do in terms of, but I think that's a wonderful idea. And I so appreciate it, Kathy, because I didn't know how, because really start out the blog by stating that, you know, I might make a statement, and I did say it sounds awful ballsy to make this statement, but it's something that I lived and I found it successful, and it's not for everybody. It's just, you know, writing your values and goals have been around for years, and this is just my approach. And so
another place you could put all of that is on your About Me or your Work With Me page. You could then include that kind of in your bio, you know, like I don't choose to write about politics or religion in my blog, you know, and this, so you could actually weave it in there. So anybody that visits your blog platform would see it in your About Me page. And then if they follow the comments, they'll see where you've very politely thanked someone for commenting or connecting, and they'll get it.
Okay. And thank you for that. That is so good. Again, when you write your values, it might involve faith and politics, but I don't want anyone to, in today's age, everyone is confrontational. Well, a lot of people are confrontational. I don't want to be confrontational. That's not my style. It's just,
I get that. And I think your personality will come through, and I noticed, you know, I'm on all kinds of social media. I never get, you know, pushback on things that I write, or very rarely get pushback, because it's very clear if you follow me on social media or follow me on my blog or whatever, that I am not controversial. I am not, I'm not jumping in the middle of every, you know, every fight on religion or politics.
And
folks see that. And so they see what I'm about.
Oh, thank you.
And I think they'll see what you're about.
Thank you so much. And as far as monetizing it, so relative to the values, I have a background in child development and the teaching, and also I've been in business management. So I'm going to write about, you know, styles in management, for example, and successful methods of teaching and reaching children, and what I did to help young people understand math, the different approaches that I used and how successful or not they were. So there will be some products in among those disciplines.
Very nice. It. No, I think you're off to a wonderful start. Yes. Thank you so much for your share, Bonnie. I think that's amazing.
Well,
I can't wait to see you published.
Well, it's so, as I said to you earlier, I feel so alone because of my, you know, my kids think that I'm nuts. And I'm 81. I don't want to tell, you know, I'm just saying that when you get to be older, sometimes people think of you as a non-person. It is so interesting. But I've retired just recently, believe it or not, but I am still tutoring. But I find it to be so frustrating and certainly different.
I think once you find your creative circle, you will not be overlooked. You have so much to offer.
You think I'm an idiot?
Not at all. And I think that I think you're actually creating part of your legacy here.
Oh, you almost bring me to tears. I have felt so alone.
Yeah, no, don't feel that way. You're welcome here anytime. And I encourage you to maybe jump in one of the masterminds with our group. And again, we'll keep pushing everyone forward and everyone can achieve their dreams and create your legacy. We're all creating our legacy. I love it when you said, think about being older and looking back over your life. And then, you know, this all goes in line with, you know, Linda Thomas with her mission in life and the message that she has to bring. And I just think it all fits together. It all works together.
Thank you so much.
I love it. So Bonnie, thank you so much for sharing. Linda Kinney, would you like to share? Do you have a blog post yet? And what is your topic? Would you like to share with us? I saw Linda was on a minute ago. bless you, Sally. I don't know if Linda is multitasking this morning. How about Ada? Ada, can you share what your topic is and how might you monetize yours?
Yeah, I'll save that for a future time when I've had more time to think about it, please.
Okay, no problem. We appreciate that you're here today. We're coming up on the top of the hour. I just wanted to say thank you to everyone that joined in today for our conversation. And I apologize, my camera went off. It was working when we first got on and it stopped working. So I'll have to solve that before our next call, but at least you can still hear me. And so thank you so much, Bonnie and Linda Thomas and Lee and Sally and Linda Kinney and Brian and Ada and Kyle. Thank you all for being on today. Again, go to kathybenner.com. I put that in the chat as well. You can scroll down on my website page to the Newbie Bloggers free meetup and you'll find all the replays there. And I will also put the links that Linda Thomas gave us. I will put that in the text underneath the replay. So you can get all of that information there. And for those of you that may not have time to do that and you're very interested in keeping those links, if you open up the chat, you can take a screen print if you want. Or I don't know, there's just different ways there. I'm looking to see if there's another way. Yes, where you message, where it says to everyone and you're gonna message, there's three little dots over to the right-hand side. And if you click on those three dots, you can see where you can save the chat. And what it does is it saves it to your hard drive. That way you've got everything that was put in the chat, you've got it saved. So you can do that if you don't wanna hurriedly write everything down. So those are just some ways that you can get that information. So again, thank you so much for being on with us today. And please join us again. We have a meetup group where you can find all of our dates. We are also on my website at kathybenner.com. There is a calendar of all of our events. And that's the easy place to just go to the calendar tab and look at the calendar. And it will show you not only the dates and times, but it'll have all the Zoom links there. So that way it's an easy way to get into any of the calls. So thank you for being with us today and we'll see everyone next time.
Thanks, Kathy.
Bye everyone. Have a great weekend.
Bye. Thank you. Bye, thank you.